Note numéro 4. Dark Angel. Le Dark Angel doit son nom à des civils qui furent les premiers à voir ce chasseur céleste en action. Lorsqu'un groupe de démons essaya de détruire une fabrique d'aliments au plein milieu de Diomède, ceux qui observaient cette dévastation aperçurent tout d'un coup, je cite, surgir d'un champ d'étoiles éloigné les reliefs sombres de la vengeance approchante. Au plus près, elle adopta la forme d'un ange, celle d'un ange de la vengeance. Fin de la citation. Ces Dark Angels effacèrent tous les démons ennemis, et ce fut la naissance d'une légende. Pas d'informations supplémentaires disponibles.
Nanaka-san, are you alright? I thought I heard you cry out.
I'm fine, Kuri-chan. I'm coming down now.
Shaken, Nanaka grabbed her phone, keys, and purse, slipping them into her pocket.
Very good, Nanaka-san. I will go inform your guests.
Thank you! What's wrong with me? I'm so tired all the time. And now these weird fits.
The cake looks fantastic, Shiro-san! I can't wait to try some!
Late, we'll be late.
Kenshin didn't like sticking out in class or drawing attention to himself, despite his rugged good looks. Futaba found that refreshingly different about him.
Relax! We can't have Nanaka's cake and eat it too and still be on time for school. Something has to give, right? And how often does Nanaka turn 16?
Nanaka is coming down in a minute. It's so nice of you to be here for her birthday.
Oh! Let me help with the candles!
Futaba pulled out the Futronics Perv Buster 9001, while Shiro anxiously watched his lovingly prepared cake.
I designed it with a delicate setting for situations requiring fine motor control.
The Perv Buster delicately extricated a birthday candle from the packet in Kuri's hand and placed it gently on the cake's icing.
See? Suitable for all everyday tasks in the home and garden. Every home should... Whoa!
The robotic hand formed a clenched fist, whizzing around the kitchen on the end of its arm, forcing everyone to duck to avoid being knocked senseless.
Oh boy.
It flew high, up towards the ceiling, paused there for a moment.
Uh-oh!
Everyone, I'm here. Thank you for, waiting?
Nanaka-sama, my deepest apology.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to...
I had prepared this birthday cake just for you, Nanaka-sama. May I suggest to reconsider having Dr. Anzai install any upgrades on Shiro?
Upgrades? What upgrades?
I wanted the latest cooking programs loaded into Shi-chan. Come on, Shi-chan. Let's get you cleaned up. Futaba-chan, you too.
I'm coming.
Ah, Kenshin-kun observes Nanaka-san too, Nakamura-san? You certainly think of everything.
Even though it seems that he has rather set his eyes on this deliciously cake-covered maid.
Kura-san, would you like me to help you to clean up too?
Why, Nakamura-san, how nice of you to offer.
Well, you know, that's me.
Please take care of this while I get changed. Thank you.
No problem. Bummer.
Yukio had big shiny eyes, and his hands were two circles in front of his mouth.
Oh, Setsuko-sama, you're such a kind person.
Masayuki tripped Yukio up.
Boy, where are you going?
Unable to stop himself from falling, he hugged Setsuko in front of him and fell over with her. His left arm was around Setsuko's waist, grabbing her backside, and his right hand was on her chest.
Hentai! Stalker! Groper! Miscreant! Get off
me! Tetsu!
Very well, Setsuko-sama.
Tetsuo hauled Yukio off Setsuko by the collar of his uniform and tossed him off the path to the base of a nearby tree.
Oh, nice little birdies.
Alright, take off your clothes, Shichan. You too, Futaba-chan. You can borrow one of my spare uniforms.
Thanks, Nanika-chan! Do you have another coat I can borrow?
I think that might be a bit more difficult.
Well, then this is a good opportunity to test the Foodtronics Valet Dictionary 950i. It cleans you and teaches you spelling at the same time!
What service would you desire?
Dry cleaning, please. No starch.
Very good. Commencing. Dry cleaning. D-R-I space C-L-E-A-N-I-N-G.
Isn't that wrong?
I never said it was a good dictionary.
Setsuko-sama.
Both Yukio's hands twitched tentatively as if they were still in touch with Satsuko's body.
Oi! You weren't supposed to have that much fun.
Well, Masayuki-kun, we should do that again.
Hey! Are you even listening?
It looks like a small wave of celestial energy spread through the Kohinata residence.
It looks more like static interference.
It's Dr. Anzai again. There is always interference when she's around.
Director Nakamura looked at his son on the surveillance monitors.
No problem. But
where are they now?
Mia Harakuri is running through the hallway, and Kohinata Maki is...
Don't care about those!
There! Not too bad if I do say so myself, man.
What are they doing there? Why is the cyborg naked?
Looks like some kind of ritual.
Dr. Anzai is undressing as well?
I thought Shiro and Nanuka were supposed to.
We must stop them if Dr. Anzai intends to mate with the male celestial offspring.
Nakamura's finger was hovering over the emergency button as Futaba directed everybody's attention to an essential detail.
Now, down to business. And I do mean down. Do you mind?
In fact, I do.
Who of you knew that the boy had no...
We might need Sayaki again.
Cleaning complete! Thank you for your patronage!
There! Not too bad if I do say so myself, huh? Now, down to business. And I do mean down. Do you mind?
In fact, I do. But as long as Nanoka-sama is alright with it, it can't be helped.
Shiro wasn't convinced anymore of Dr. Anzai's abilities after the major cake failure.
Oh, you're gonna love it, Nanika-chan! It has several hardness settings, and it comes with an internal reservoir for the synthetic, chemically inert pH balance
eject. Ah, okay, that's great. Futaba-chan.
It comes in a range of pleasant flavors. Strawberry, lemon, and...
I see. Hold still now, Shichan. I want to clean your face. Futaba-chan, could you, go check on Nakamura-kun?
Good idea, Nanika-chan. Don't be too long now.
Oh, Shichan. I'm so sorry about the cake. It looked really good. Don't hold it against Futaba-chan, please. Just hold me against you. Please?
Of course, Nanoka-sama.
Mm.
Makia looked at herself in the mirror. She brought her fingers to her lips as remembrance poured all over her.
Koshiro!
It wasn't the cake. It wasn't her daughter hugging her son. It was the half-dead shell of a Persicon who once resembled her son.
Ka-san?
This side of a right-angled triangle. The side opposite.
Hey, it's
right
Koinata's birthday, isn't it? Maybe she's celebrating with Nakamura. You know, the whole rite of passage thing.
Or maybe they're having a threesome with Anzai.
Shimada, would you kindly come up to the blackboard and determine the length of the hypotenuse?
Certainly. Tetsu?
Of course, Satsuko-sama.
Sine 29 degrees is equal to the ratio of the opposite to the hypotenuse. Taking the known values and entering them into the equation, we come to the conclusion that the hypotenuse must be 88.69 units long.
Very good, Shimada.
Thank you, Sensei.
Man, I wish my father owned the school too, so then I could get away with things like that.
Ah, Setsuko-sama.